Cinderella. Meet Cinderella. The Ugly Sisters. The Fairy. The Prince. New words. A palace. Noun. Fall. Fell. Verb. A sword. Noun. Cinderella. Do you know the story of Cinderella? The story is very old and very famous. But you only know the children's story, and it is not the true story. I am sorry, but the true story of Cinderella is very different. It is not as nice as the famous story, and I will tell you it now. Cinderella lived with her two ugly sisters. Cinderella's sisters were not kind to her, and Cinderella had to cook and clean for them all day. One evening, there was a big party in the palace. The ugly sisters went to the party, but Cinderella did not. Cinderella wanted to go, but her sisters put her in a cold, dark cupboard. Cinderella was very frightened and sad. "Help me!" Cinderella shouted. Then it was very bright in the cupboard, and Cinderella saw a fairy above her. "Are you okay?" the fairy asked Cinderella. "No, I am not," answered Cinderella. "I want to go to the party. I want a nice dress. I want to meet the prince." "Then you will," shouted the fairy happily. "But you must come home before 12 o'clock. Cinderella arrived at the party in a wonderful dress. "You're beautiful," the prince told her. "Will you dance with me?" Cinderella and the prince danced together for hours. This made the ugly sisters very angry because they wanted to dance with the prince too. It was nearly 12 o'clock. "I must go!" Cinderella shouted. She started to run, and her shoe fell from her foot outside the palace. Later, the prince found it. "This is her shoe," he thought. "I love that woman. I must find her, and I will marry her." The prince put Cinderella's shoe on a chair. But quickly, one of the ugly sisters took Cinderella's shoe and she put it down the toilet. Then the ugly sister put her own shoe on the chair. The prince did not know. The ugly sister's shoe was very big and dirty. The prince visited thousands of houses with the shoe. Every woman in the town put her foot into the shoe, but the shoe was always too big. After many days, the tired prince arrived at Cinderella's house. One of the ugly sisters put her foot into the shoe.
"Yes," she shouted happily. "It's my shoe. You have to marry me."
But the prince was not happy.
"I won't marry you," he shouted angrily. "But you have to marry me because it's my shoe," the ugly sister answered. "I'll kill you," shouted the prince, and he got his sword. "Then I can't marry you."
The prince cut off the ugly sister's head, and it fell to the floor with a loud noise. The prince smiled. The other ugly sister ran into the room.
"Maybe the shoe is mine," she shouted.
"Then I'll kill you too,"
the prince said. He used his sword again, and the ugly sister's head fell to the floor. Cinderella was in the kitchen, but she heard everything. The prince kills people, she thought sadly. I can't marry him. Then the fairy came to her again. Cinderella, the fairy said kindly, how can I help you? I don't want to marry the prince anymore. I don't want money or a palace, Cinderella said. Can you find a good, kind man for me? Yes, I can, shouted the fairy happily. 1 minute later, Cinderella was married to a sweet man. They were not rich, but they smiled and they laughed every day.